You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development and the Center for Association Leadership. Your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking today with Elizabeth Manley, Olympic figure skating champion and keynote speaker. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about what you speak of with groups, and that is goal setting. It seems to have played a huge part in your life. I wonder if you can tell us a bit about why that's so important.
It's so important because you really have to have a plan of attack. That's what I call it, a plan of attack. And a plan of attack is deciding on what you're going to achieve. And what I mean by goals is not only daily, but weekly, monthly, and yearly. And as far as what I used to do as a figure skater, we used to also do a four-year plan because Olympics was every 4 years. So we would even go to that extreme. But what the goal setting achieves is more organization, more understanding of where you are at a certain point of the journey to success, and being able to reevaluate your goals. So if you do weekly into monthly, after a week, if you haven't accomplished certain goals, then you've got to reevaluate, but still aiming for that monthly goal. So it's really important. It's almost a journey to success. I've always said it's not overnight. Success is not overnight. It's a process, and it's one step at a time. And by setting these goals is the right journey to the success.
So that's do those goals help then when you hit failure?
And, it does.
And when you feel like you really can't get past whatever it is that you're facing?
It does, because when you don't achieve a goal, that is the time to reevaluate, okay, what happened? Why didn't this work? And you can change up the plan a little bit, and that's why your overall goal is what you want in the end. So that would be, you know, for a business person, probably at the end of the year. Where do I want to be at the end of the year? So by doing the daily, weekly, and monthly, you're able to adjust when you do have failure and understanding of why I failed and how can I restructure that.
And what else have you found has helped you? Because you have faced a lot of adversity in your career and in your life. So what else has helped you get through those times when it's more difficult?
One of the main things that really helped me was teamwork. People might look at me as a individual figure skater, somebody, I did it all on my own, but in reality, I didn't. It seemed like whenever I built a team around me, a trustworthy, loyal team, a compassionate team, obviously, for what I do, it is about me, and it's about my success in the end, but in order for me to be able to do it, I had to have a group of people around me. They had their own jobs to help me be able to achieve what I was trying to do. And so teamwork was a high priority in my training and my key to my success. And even now, 25 years later, after the Olympics, I'm finding myself building a team of people around me to help me achieve those goals that I've set for myself over the next 22 years.
Still relevant.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
What else do you put in place that helps you succeed? What are the things you feel are important?
Volunteering. I would never have thought in the past volunteering would do so much for me as a person. I've had to experience a lot of hardship in my life with the loss of some of my loved ones, my mother and my father through illness. The failures in what I do as a career, the ups and downs, and I remember looking at people in the past who volunteered, and I used to say, how do they have time? How do they have time? And suddenly, I've worked my way into a lot of volunteer work where I live in Ottawa, and it has changed my life drastically. It has not only given me the confidence to be able to speak to people, but it's opened up doors for me, job opportunities. I've been able to meet incredible people from all walks of life. And through the volunteering and the certain volunteering I do has been extremely therapeutic for me. It's helped me give back a little bit, and it's helped me share my experiences and what I've been through, and also work with people who have experienced it as well. And I am such a huge advocate now for volunteering work because it's just changed me as a person. It's made me more compassionate. It's made me stronger and emotionally stronger.
Really rounds out a life,
doesn't it? It does.
Yeah.
It really balances me.
Yeah.
And you know, there's been times where I've had, for instance, even my husband says, are you doing another volunteer project? Like, you need time for yourself. But for me, that is time for myself. It's enjoyable. And the people I get to meet, it's amazing.
Wonderful.
And it really has opened doors for me business-wise, for job opportunities and everything.
It comes back. It does. Thank you so much.
I've been speaking
with Elizabeth Manley, Olympic figure skating champion and keynote speaker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to ARIA.com/leadership or CALT.ca.